How many carries did I have?
You had about 18.
I don't even know if that's enough for me. I'm just playing, man. No things were said last week, but like I said, they were all out of frustration, man. But, it's traditionally Coach Fisher's teams are our running teams, and I think that's our identity here. I think once we get the run game going, the pass is not, that far behind. And once we got everything going today, Chris, actually BJ started off with a nice run, and then Chris ran it in, and then, third down, they didn't expect us to go with the run so fast, and Chris took off. So I think once we had that in motion, they kind of backed off until the game was, well out of hand, and they knew we were going to start running it.
Are you surprised that the misdirection worked for so long that they don't adjust and say, okay, they're trying to get us over pursuing, and you just kept doing it?
We figured that the whole week, the short week. We knew on film that they were going to go, and they bit a lot on the misdirection plays, and we figured as long as we kept running them, we can get a lot of yards off of them, and it didn't matter, what they were doing. It was all about us, and we knew we can get our run fits down, and we could still bust them out of there. So, Coach Nigger kept dialing them up, and we kept hitting them.
Did you get the Jets taste out of your mouth, and just do that?
Detroit, they're 0-11, so it's not no knock on them, but we expected to win this game. There was no way that, coming into this game, we thought we were going to lose. And it's not being cocky. We just knew that we were the better team. So, the Jets, it was a hard loss because we actually think we're better than them too. But, we took one on the chin, and we had to come back this week and fight harder than ever. This is a dangerous team with them being 0-11. There's nothing worse than, coming after losing to Jets, coming out here losing to an 0-11 team. And, we just came out swinging. And, we gave them the first punch, and, after that, they fell out.
Easier than you thought with them? It reminded you of a USC game? San Diego State, maybe?
Nah, I mean, you could say that about Oklahoma when we did that to them, but no, it wasn't like that at all. Those guys still get paid. They get paid to play, and those guys wanted to win. The defense wasn't, although the stats may look good, those guys are still hitting. They were out there bringing it. They weren't just giving away touchdowns or rushing yards. They were definitely trying to play, and they were playing to win. We just got the better part of them today.
Are you sympathetic at all to what they're going through?
I'm not sympathetic to nothing, They got a front office. They got coaching staff. They got people that are trying to make them better. They got great talent over there. It's just somebody needs to find a way to put it all together. I don't think anybody was sympathetic when the Titans were going 3-13 and 4-12 or whatever. That nobody wanted to pat us on the back. You gotta deal with it. I mean, if you want to change, you come out every weekend or every week during practice and try to make it better. It's unfortunate, but you gotta live with it.
How good for you personally to kind of get back into the flow of things after what all went on last week?
I mean, I know what I'm capable of, and maybe that's why I was so frustrated last week. I know that, if I could carry the ball however many times, that I can probably help the offense on it, with rushing, with blocking, whatever it is. I know that I could be a major part of that. And, it was good to get the ball that many times today just to, get off some old kinks and just get things going again, I think we're definitely going to depend on the run heavily if we're going to win any more games and go deep into the playoffs and eventually the Super Bowl. I think that's our bread and butter here. And with Kerry playing the way he is, I think it ain't going to do nothing but help him in the passing game.
Good to see Vince back in the huddle.
Oh, yeah. It was a joke. And he was walking on the field. Me and him looked at each other and laughed. And he came in the other one and said, hey, I haven't seen you guys in a while. he's a well-spirited guy. Vince is there for us 100%. He understands what's going on right now, but the thing is, in this game, it's always one play away. No matter what happens, you're one play away from anything. So he's staying well in tune with us, and this is still Vince's team. There's a lot said, but he's going to be the guy here for a long time.
I think you guys are going to pretty much
in the Giants game. Yeah, we were watching that. That was fun stuff. Sometimes you just got to have fun with the game, and during halftime breaks and or the quarter breaks and things like that, when there's timeouts, you look in the stands, you see what people are yelling, you see the signs and stuff like that, and you try to have fun with it. You can't be too serious out there, because I think when you're too serious, you either fumble the ball, you mess up on plays.
Did you see the sign that asked Cowboys to bail out the Lions?
No, yeah, that's unfortunate, man. I've never seen so many fair weather fans before in my life, but, you know, I guess they have a lot here.
Thank you.